Throughout the history of mankind, we have struggled to find a meaning to our existence. Every civilization and culture has had its own ways to put meaning to their existence. The ancient Egyptians used their extensive religion and mythology in this pursuit. The Romans used blood sport. Greeks, they did many things, most of which aren't appropriate for a family-friendly radio play. Today in our high-tech, high-speed, postmodern world, despite mankind's development of philosophy, art, culture, religion, and science, we are no closer to finding the meaning of life and determining the finer points of Cajun cooking. Our main characters will join our story following this narrative. They are part of this world, and the story of Fish Fly West is an account of their everyday lives. Yes, the preceding monologue about the meaning of life is almost completely unrelated to our story. The first character to be introduced is Ninjo, who is currently having a discussion with a talking zucchini.
So as you can see, all I would need to take over Switzerland would be a length of string and a paperclip.
True, Zucchini. MacGyver could take over Switzerland with these, but do you think you're up to the task?
Only one way to find out. Now to call my trusty assistant, Godzilla!
Our second character is Philby. He is a writer, a washed-up, unsuccessful writer. And he just realized this.
I am excessively disgruntled about life. It is because I'm a writer, yet I have very little talent. My latest work, How to Know You're in a Cheese Fish, was said to be about as good as a pair of Harry S. Truman's pantaloons. Oh, I am doomed to live unrecognized.
You think your life's not worth living? My ninja exams are coming up soon. I know I should have become a snooty Frenchman like my father wanted. I always got top marks in my arrogant laugh classes. Ha ha ha. But no, I saw too many episodes of The Spider.
At this point, several key questions about Ninjo arise. First, why is Ninjo a ninja? Second, why did Ninjo's father want him to become a snooty Frenchman? And third, why did Ninjo watch The Spider? These are in fact important questions, but in order to build a sense of mystery and intrigue in this story, and to ensure that Fish Fly West lasts for more than one episode, they will not be revealed at this time.
Damn the cinnamon toothpaste. I've gone and swallowed some now.
Was that Winston Churchill? And why did he have cinnamon toothpaste? Oh well, I think we've pretty much introduced ourselves.
Sounds about it. Who are we introducing ourselves to anyway? Sherlock, you do realize we aren't police, don't you?
Elementary, my dear Ninjo. However, detection is a similar process.
Predict that, homie boy. Predict that, homie boy.
I think the only true and correct thing to do in this confused world is to kill oneself. So, in the tradition of the Romans, I shall drink a glass of hemlock. Suddenly, Godzilla attacked! No way! That was supposed to be a stage direction!
Well, Philby, it looks like the fates conspired to keep you alive for another day.
Damn, I think he's on to us.
Appears so. But know from this point on, Godzilla, I will never rest until I have smote you. You will not stop me from destroying myself. Now let's go home. I'm getting tired and need a rest.
Ninjas, kill my family. I need money for kung fu lessons. Can you spare a quarter?
Oh, homeless man, I will teach you, my son. You will be my apprentice.
Hands off, homie G. I'm actually a government plant to hold up ninjas. You are coming to jail, my friend.
No! Spare me!
You are coming to jail, my friend.
Hands off! You will not touch a citizen of France and or Spain.
Thanks.
The interloper in our story is, of course, the Musou Bandit. For those of you who are familiar with the Infinite Universe, yes, this is the same Musou Bandit. At this point, one of the earlier questions about Ninjo shall be answered. Ninjo, in fact, has a Franco-Spanish heritage. Further information shall be withheld at this time.